Hey everybody, it's me, Christian, here, just giving you a bit of an audio message to accompany the scene description. I know many of you guys rely on these descriptions to make a purchasing decision, so hopefully this helps. Earlier this week, we released this scene through DM, and we did a fundraiser for cerebral palsy / anyone with disabilities, and we donated 33% of all the proceeds to Bright Futures Foundation, which is a nonprofit based out of Florida that helps those with disabilities get jobs. So we're proud to say that we are donating $200 from that initiative. So thank you to those that participated. We're launching the scene just normally at $30. And I don't know if you guys realize this about us, but we are becoming more selective about who we choose as scene partners. And in this case, we really thought that Rye's story was very compelling. We had lots of questions about cerebral palsy, not having much experience with people with this condition ourselves. And what was really amazing was that he was very candid and open about kind of his life and sharing that with us. He surprisingly, and this is not to like diss on him, but he had a lot of experience with women, with sex, and even having a threesome with a guy and a girl already under his belt. He actually had done a DP once before, so that was impressive. And he came to us with a very strong interest to DVP, which we decided that we would give him that wish. So yeah, the scene kind of starts as usual, oral spit roast, mostly oral because he was a bit limited by his movement. He was very confident that he could pretty much do any position, even despite, you know, he had kind of some challenging mobility issues being in bed, because cerebral palsy kind of affects the way you can control your body and your muscles and stuff like that. But yeah, he had a raging boner, was great with his tongue, really excited to be with my beautiful wife, and he did the best that he could. So yeah, oral spit roast led to cowgirl DVP, really got into it. He maintained a great erection for a pretty hard position considering it was his first time. And then we explored King of Clubs, which was also another very challenging position. But we pulled that off, and then we went back to cowgirl DVP and ended with a pretty epic DVP to double cream pie, which is kind of like our signature. So yeah, we were really impressed with him overall that he lasted as long as he did. We had a really good time. We hung out with him at the pool afterwards. Definitely somebody that we'll keep in touch with and maintain relationships with. And he was very, he wanted to really be an advocate to those that have disabilities but have strong sexual desires and fantasies. When there's a will, there's a way. He never has believed that his condition was going to slow him down. If there's anything that he wants to leave off with, it's that if you know somebody with disabilities or if you have a challenging barrier, whatever it may be, if you want to do this, don't let anything stop you and you'll make it happen. So enjoy this scene, guys. Sorry I talked for a long time, but yeah, enjoy.